Good evening. It's Thursday, the 23rd of June, 2016, at just past 8:30 in the evening. You're listening to the BBC World Service. And now, Clara and the Doctor face a gaggle of cunts in this week's episode of Notcast. Duchess.
Give mind to things you've tried. I'm the one that can satisfy you.
Very good. Very good, Fuzz. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzz Wolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And this is episode 320. Mostly bullshit.
Yes.
So it's...
Or Noxit.
Noxit. Noxit. Yeah. We're voting to leave the fandom or stay. We will be thralls to Kage no longer.
No, it's when the foxes all have to vote about whether the knot's going in or not.
They don't get a choice.
Ah, that's true.
You want the knot in or out?
Out, please.
Too bad. So, yeah, it is the eve of the Brexit vote, and that's... throwing all of our EU listeners into a tizzy, I imagine.
I would expect so, if they're paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen so much sound and fury on my channels from various pro and against, and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm worried about the political situation over here in the U.S., and you Brit folk, good fucking luck, one way or the other. I'm going to be over here hoping that Trump doesn't get the presidency.
So tonight, Tyrion... said that if Britain leaves the EU and the U.S. elects Trump president, that will be the double tap in the back of the head of the world economy.
Woo! We're all going to be fucked!
That was basically how he described it, and I think he's right.
You know, I am excited to live in Mad Max. I will probably die very early on, but you know what? I'd be fine with that.
I'll die first. It's like that tweet I saw when they were like, you know, where they were quoting that old poem, you know, first they came for the Jews, but I didn't care because I wasn't a Jew. And it was like, you know, but and then they came for, no, me. They got, I was pretty much the first person that they got. Because it was like talking about being fat or something like that.
Yeah, they came for me and I couldn't run because, well.
And when they came for the fatties, they got me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. So good luck either way, I guess.
So you had said at dinner that you'd seen a lot of people talking about it, but you didn't really know much about the political situation, what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it lightened me, Fuzz.
And Shiva just asked me, why are they voting to leave? And I gave a one-word answer. Racism. There we go. End of episode.
Cool, blimey.
It is complex. But unfortunately, the UK has a lot of the same sentiment that the US has right now. The there's a party called UKIP, which is short for UK Independence Party.
Nigel Farage, right?
Nigel Farage.
Yeah, he's a goony-looking cunt.
Nigel Farage. Just rub it against me, bollocks. He was actually giving an interview this evening about it, where he literally said, we will get our country back, we will get our borders back.
Are they going to build a wall?
And I was like, does that not sound eerily similar to what's going on in U.S. politics?
We're going to build a wall, now. And we're going to make the Welsh pay for it. That'll teach them to have too many vowels.
They don't have to build a wall. They're an island.
But they have to separate England from Wales.
No. What they have to do, they'll have to blow up the Channel. They'll have to cut themselves off from France and the rest of Europe. Yeah, you know. It only costs a couple billion dollars to build, but fuck it.
And it was heralded as a, you know, massive step forward, 21-mile underground, undersea.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. That massive amount of ocean pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Like an engineering marvel.
And the Swiss just did, oh, I think we talked about this, actually. I think it was the Swiss, did this fucking amazing thing where they were like, you see that big mountain there? We're going to fucking dig a train tunnel right through the middle of it.
And hollow the fuck out, by the way.
And they did it. And yep. It took like 20 years. And
they were like, fuck you, Mountain.
But you're getting fucked, it's like,
literally.
Like, all of their, they don't have as much room to like grow out and build new roads as mm-hmm. we do in the U.S. because everything is like 5,000 years old, and there's no more space, and there's roads like the width of this fucking table when Hummers didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having the problem of, you know, semis and big trucks and moving goods and everything north and south through Europe. And, like, just the highways getting clogged up and all this congestion and stuff. So they blasted out this massive tunnel over a 20-year period of time to take a train. And it's a fucking high-speed train, like 280 kilometers per hour or something like ridiculous like that. And they're going to move their goods literally right through the middle of a mountain. Through the heart of Mount Doom.
You know, as long as they don't break into any Balrog caves, I'm sure they're fine.
And it's like, it's really cool. And it just, I was like, man, we just do not have the commitment here to do something like that. To be like, okay, it's going to cost $6 billion and it'll take 20 years to do. But in 2036, it's going to really help us out. Fuck no, not worth it.
Yeah,
let our grandkids worry about it. You know, that's sort of the
rebuild
American
roads and bridges. Are you a communist?
It's basically it will be beyond my electoral cycle, so it's not on my
right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This won't get me reelected. This blah blah blah. This is way down outside of my view.
Yeah,
you know.
You know, if people are like, "I'll be dead or retired by the time this actually goes into effect," then fuck it. There's actually, and back to Brexit, there was some people saying that like, people over 65 shouldn't be allowed to vote because it's not their future that's on the line, you know? Mm. They should have, like, opened it up to, like, lowered the voting age to, like, 16.
Yeah, it's like, because, you're the ones that get fucked by this.
Because, like, even if it passes, it's going to be, like 5 or more years before it actually happens. Like, the, first of all, it's not a binding agreement. So the government could actually just say no, but there's not a lot of political will to actually overturn the will of the people. So it's,
well, they are a monarchy. No.
It's pretty clear that, like, if the country votes no, the government's going to follow through on it. And basically, the prime minister has to pull the trigger on this particular article of EU law in order to start the process.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is like, we have to negotiate the terms upon which Britain will leave the Union. And this is like when we, in America, pass a constitutional amendment. All, you know how all the states have to ratify it, and it can only get ratified if, like,
37 like in a row.
Yeah, if like a majority of the state's populace, it's like a 2/3. I don't remember exactly.
So it's a long and difficult process.
It's something like that, except with the 50 countries that are part of the EU, and they will stipulate the however many countries. But they,
well, I was gonna say, I don't think there's 50. But whatever. Yeah, whatever.
But they will. So basically, they hold all the cards because they and if there's not a vote, if the time, and it's like a 2-year time span, if the time span just expires, you basically, you go out under this like sort of default clause, which is like basically you're fucked, like you have no room to negotiate at all. So part of the reason this came up is, like I said, there's a lot of like nationalist and racial sentiment, and there's a lot of things going on in Europe right now about migrants and refugees. Like, particularly lately, it's refugees fleeing war in Syria, and they're finding places, refugee camps in like France and Germany and Italy and places like that. And, you know, much like having Mexicans fleeing a drug war into America, or Americans fleeing America into Canada,
mm-hmm.
just for being America, there's a lot of people in that country that are like, hey, we don't like all these darkies coming into our country. And that really seems to be a big part of it. There's a sentiment that if they pull out of the EU, they will be able to close their borders. But they still want to trade with all the European countries. So let's say Britain leaves, and then they have to go and renegotiate trade deals with the EU member nations again. Then there's like, I forget what it's exactly called. It's basically like an economic neighborhood that you can join. It's like I think it's the European Common Marketplace, which means
European gang.
Which means it's like everybody is a member of this marketplace, which is sort of like NATO. They're all trading with each other, and that's cool. Because, like, I think it's like Switzerland is not actually a member of the EU, but they're a member of the common marketplace. The problem with that, though, is that, yes, you can still trade and move goods and services over the borders and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you still have to keep your borders open to EU citizens. So the whole, we're going to close off Britain and get our borders back, if you still want to trade in that marketplace and get favorable rates, that's not going to work. So you either get an absolutely shit deal from European countries, or you have to turn around to become real good friends with Russia. Because if you want to sell your shit anywhere else, I mean, you're really cutting yourself off.
Comrade. And, yes.
Yeah.
You give us sadness, we are sad. You take potato, we give vodka.
You know, I mean, and they export Doctor Who to America, but, you know, we will buy your doctor. We do not like that he is so anti-establishment. He will be glorious communist. Did I say glorious?
I don't even know.
I don't think that's
also a Panther word. Chimed in from beyond sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find this. Actually, Brexit is the name of the referendum. Watch as the pound cratering. You're thinking of Brexit's monster.
Oh, God. Yes, that would be David Cameron and Nigel Farage. David Cameron is the current Prime Minister of Britain. And Tiernan and I were talking about this, that basically David Cameron made a deal with the devil. It'd be like, if you get your UKIP voters to back the Conservative Party and make me Prime Minister again, then I'll hold a referendum to leave the Union, thinking that it would probably never pass. And now it's like really, really close to 50-50. Like, it's, we're not going to know until the morning, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a standard, excuse me, parliamentary election or an election over here where, like, you can kind of get a feel for it. Like, once a state's going a certain way, you already sort of know, well, that one's red, that one's blue, that one's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain large cities and areas that they kind of have a feel for, but it's a one-man, one-vote referendum. Every single vote counts, and they're expecting like a 70% turnout.
That's a decent turnout.
Yeah, well, like, Scotland had like an 85% turnout during the Do We Want to Leave the UK referendum that they had. And that's another consequence of this, is that a lot of pundits are predicting that if Britain leaves the European Union, there will be a second referendum in Scotland. Scotland will then leave Great Britain and probably seek to join the EU. So that might totally turn things around. But it's interesting that there was a graph on TV that showed what the value of the pound was in relation to the dollar. And when a major English city, the result was finalized for it as leave, you can just see this little graph that's just sort of bumping along, and bam, as soon as the announcement's made, it fucking shoots down, and Sovereign had pulled some numbers on it. It apparently lost like 10% of its value.
Yep.
So the... Yeah, and they're doing this in the middle of the week, so the markets are going to be fucking crazy tomorrow based on whatever is decided tonight. So, yeah, so that's... now, I am a British citizen, but I've been out of the country for over 30 years. So I'm paying attention, but I'm probably a little dodgy on some of the details and the accent. So feel free to write in, British listeners, and correct or congratulate me on
getting it right and or wrong.
Right, exactly.
So there's that. My exciting news is
my birthday's today.
Well, technically it's tomorrow.
You're going to get 33 dicks in the mouth.
Yay! All the dicks.
Yes. You can also check my dubs. I'll be 33 tomorrow.
Or what does that mean?
It's repeating numbers. It's a 4chan thing.
Oh, so okay. Because I saw somebody mention it on Twitter about dubs or wubs or hubs or hubcaps.
It's okay, Fuzz. You're old.
Or Captain America. No. Wait, no. Sorry, I was just following
the... Yeah, tomorrow is my birthday, and I don't really have anything planned.
Yay!
Yay!
No plans!
Hey, old. But hey, it's the Steam sale.
Well, it's not just your birthday tomorrow.
It's also
Noxie and Caddy's, too.
Oh, nice.
There was someone else, too. I can't remember who it was. Party. Yeah.
Bake all the cakes and be like, set them all out, but not invite anybody to my group so they can't eat them.
And Jeddar's is Sunday. So it's like, bam, 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 bam. Yeah.
Yeah. And I, other than paying attention to international politics, I'm... Tieran and I are hard at work on Anthrocon prep.
I hear that's a big deal.
Yeah. Tieran's mom, my mother-in-law, came over today and had lunch with me. And, like, she passed through the production room on the way back from the bathroom. And she's like, wow, you guys are really getting ready. Like, and, like, nothing is actually showing on this big table. Everything was still in its plain brown boxes from our printer. Mm-hmm. And this table, you've seen my banquet table, It's like longer and wider than this one. It is just absolutely packed end to end with these brown book boxes. And I'm like, yeah, and these still need to be unpacked because we need to unpack them, inventory them, and then repack them in our boxes. Because our printer will just put stuff in there in no particular kind of order. Like all the art books that are 8.5 by 11 will be put together. But with no regard of artist or title. So they're all mixed together. So we have to unpack everything, separate it all out, and repack into the short boxes with handles that we take to Anthrocon and put our books in our
boxes. You open one up and there's boxes. a sticky note that says, "Law life app to this. Thanks."
That'd be awesome, actually. Yeah. And I have a trash bag, like a yard trash size trash bag. That is absolutely packed with packing material. So if you guys know anybody that's planning on, like, shipping a bunch of stuff, I now have, like, a dozen empty boxes and 50 gallons of paper and air pockets. And I've still got air pockets and shit from last Anthrocon that I have. I mean, there's just so much
in these boxes. I may have to ship out some flyers to folks, so, I mean, get some of those air pockets from you.
Yeah, or take some boxes.
Please. Well, honestly, because Noxie's doing her Noxie boxes.
Yeah, I actually sent her an ask on Twitter, and I haven't got a reply yet. But I also figure that's kind of hit or miss, because I figured they've probably got a lot of boxes from moving.
I don't know about packing material, though. Like, stuff to pad the boxes.
And their moving boxes might be too large for a Patreon box, so with cookies and stuff in it, so... So I'm not sure. Some of these might be too, but they're like, I don't know, they're almost cube-like, like 12 by 12 by 10.
So currently like Remain is ahead by 75,000 votes. As of 4 minutes ago.
Remain.
Ah.
Talking Brexit.
Oh, right. I just
looking at Twitter and it's like...
I had just looked it up on Google and Leave had been ahead. But
well, this was BBC News UK as of 4 minutes ago, retweeted by somebody in the UK.
Right.
But the Steam sale, back to gamer bullshit. So Doom is 40% off, Fallout 4 is half off, Stardew Valley I'm probably going to pick up is 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
Darkest Dungeon, or Dankest Fungeon, is $15. That game's hard as balls. But pretty cool. Love the art style. I haven't spent any money yet because I've been busy today.
If your balls are too hard, though, you may want to see a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not supposed to be like rocks.
If your balls have calcified, see a doctor.
Yeah. You should probably jerk off more if your balls have calcified.
Well, mine certainly aren't then.
I retweeted this on an Outcast account, but the picture that you shared in the chat.
Yeah, this guy is like, yeah, they had to come in and check on smoke alarms, and turns out there's one right here in my room. It's a picture of the guy's shelves, and he has two very large Bad Dragon dildos on a shelf, eye level with
the... There's a horse cock is literally pointing at the smoke alarm.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's there so that you can easily find the smoke alarm.
It's like... follow the dick line. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's kind of my... don't tend to leave toys out a lot, but that was always kind of our fear when we lived in an apartment, that they're going to need to walk in, yeah. And dear.
I keep mine under the sink in the bathroom. They're kind of...
Under the sink next to the 409 and the bleach?
No. There's under the sink, and then there's the small cabinet to the right.
It's separate. Oh, okay, all
right. So, like, if you open the right side of the cabinet...
I'm just thinking under the sink where the sink is, like, leaking.
No, it's, like, spare towels and a blanket or two.
Gotcha.
Open the left side, and there's just an array of dildos.
Yeah.
There was that photo I posted on my AD account, How to Train Your Fennec, and it's just, like, an increasingly large number of dildos increasing in size.
I figured you did like Kevin Smith's Panic Room. You just had them lined up in your bedroom closet, and you went in there and went sticking your face against them. I have a big lever in my house so that when my mom-in-law comes over, I just pull it, and all the porn pictures flip around like fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice. Make it all very,
Well, I did take the, we have our Cheetah Paws calendar up in our kitchen,
and that's
where
very bulgy dudes.
Our kitchen table is, and right now, this month's picture is, some kind of reptile furry with a bulge the size of my fist, and, you know, and I was like, so I took down the Cheetah Paws calendar and I replaced it with a badger one. And Tieran's saying on Twitter, like, oh, honey, our parents know about our fuzzy side. And I'm just like, knowing that we're furries and we're doing a con in a couple of weeks is different from, like, massive lizard bulge over lunch, you know?
Besides, lizards, their shit's internal. They shouldn't have bulges.
Well, they do.
This is wrong. This is wrong. There's a reason those filthy... damn it, never mind.
Herpes.
No, there was Moonbloods, yeah.
Moonbloods?
Yeah, it was like a fucking joke someone was talking about Zootopia. It was like, keep the Moonbloods out, build the wall. Because they're cold-blooded.
Okay.
I don't know. It was funnier in my head, and I fucked up.
In Zootopia, you can be anything you want.
Except a bird.
Yeah.
Or a lizard.
Except not you. You get back on the boat.
Yeah. If you're a dolphin, well, fuck off. you're a mammal, but you're also kind of a fish.
Like, there's no water world zone of Zootopia,
well, I mean,
right?
And if it's mammals only, you're looking at, like, seals and dolphins and whales.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a huge number of aquatic mammals. So they'd be like those. And man, I wouldn't want to go into a dolphinry neighborhood. Just saying.
Yeah. They're a wee bit rapey.
A wee bit.
Yeah.
That would be... That...
Oh, so was Mr. Otterton one of the nice otters or the rape otters?
Man, I don't know.
Depends on which way Mr. Otter swung.
The sea otters are the rapey ones.
Mm-hmm.
And river otters aren't.
I think he was a river otter.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't look like a rapist. Then again, you can never tell.
Thanks, Fuzz.
Because I look at you and I'm like, rape face. But as far as I know, you never have, so.
That's... What the fuck?
I'm just saying, as far as I know, you know... If I was on the stand right now, I'd be like, well, he didn't rape anybody in my presence, because I would have said, no, Bad Fennec, you need to put that river otter down.
I'm just looking at Fuzz rather incredulous, like, what the fuck are you even going on about?
I don't know.
You're fired.
I figure if we just let him go, he'll eventually run out of steam and, yeah.
And nod off.
I can't run out of steam. There's a sale this weekend.
Yeah.
Video
games. Also, I will note that listening to the Overwatch soundtrack while driving is a good way to go 80 miles an hour.
Oh?
Yeah, so
pretty I don't fucking want to epic.
Oh, it's assuming. Great. You've played it, right, Shiva?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the prepare to attack.
Okay, is the music. I have a question. Just clarify something for me, right quick. Is this some sort of weird side thing for WoW, or is it an entirely
separate game? It is an entirely separate game.
Okay,
think different of, world. Think
Team Fortress 2.
That what?
With that, where multiple classes. And this one has 21.
I heard there's a spy because Matthew Ebel wrote a song about it.
And there's a spy.
He doesn't know what.
Anyways, so it's an entirely new thing, and the music's really good. There's lots of very good cues.
I thought Overwatch was, you get that error on FA if you're already watching an artist and you try to watch them again.
You're watching.
This is warning Overwatch.
Yes. And
then at 502s, and everybody's sad, and everybody hates you because you fucking broke FA. And now they can't fap, and their balls are all huge.
So, the prepared...
Just like that calendar.
The time is running out. Music is now my new ringtone.
Ah.
And there's, like, the prepare to attack song... Basically, it plays, like, a 30-second clip of this 5-minute-long song anytime, like, 30 seconds prepare to attack, 30 seconds remain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not really a lot of music going on during the matches, but each map has its own musical theme.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like the launch music, which is different each time, and it's just super good. The victory music, the time is running out music, it's super epic and pumping and driving, and the oh shit, get to the point overtime, ah fuck you guys, you all ran out separately and got mowed down, ah you fuckers. I've had some very very good matches, and then I've had some where my teammate were fucking chimps.
I had an experience like that. I was driving today, and Jack FM played the final countdown, and I was all like, ah! Yeah.
But yeah, like, this is the... Yeah! That's the time's running out, motherfucker! Get to the point!
So you should play that when we're talking, you know, if one it's of us like, is going on a little too long. Yeah,
it's like
get Fuzz, to the point.
Hey, come on, wrap it up, Fuzz.
It's like a British quiz show, you know.
Yeah, it's super great. It's like $11 on iTunes. It comes with the collector's edition, but I didn't get the collector's edition, so
because you're a fucking casual.
No, I got the $60 edition that came with a bunch of extra skins.
So if it's not collectible, what is it?
It's called Origins Edition. It's the same price as the console version, and it comes with the same set of skins that the console players get. But they don't get a choice, they just buy it for $40. What does?
It's fucking horrifying.
Oh, Liar Town, yeah. Liar Town USA is a Tumblr blog you should check out. It's pretty funny.
It's just White Yodi just tweeted this weird picture.
Yeah, it's the Tumblr is
Pooh's
called
head and torso on Eeyore's body.
Yeah, it's from a blog called Liartown USA on Tumblr. It's pretty funny. They do lots of weird shit like that. It's like that could have been something real, but also might not have been. It's like there's a Twitter account called 70s Party, which is 70s Dinners Party.
Yes,
fucking amazing. So it is a basically, they get sent photos of food, horrible food things from the 1970s. It is very literal. And I went to Town Talk, or not Town Talk. I went to a thrift store called Thrift Town that was near my parents' house because I was over in Fort Worth today for birthday stuff, and made the cringiest photo ever. If you're in our Telegram fan chat, you could have seen it. But they also I lost my train of thought.
That's about cringy photos.
Oh, cringy photos, right. They had a bunch of 70s cookbooks. And the particular one was like dilled salmon and peas on toast. And then prune glazed pork butt.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. It is me in a leather duster, a pink fuzzy trilby, gym shorts, a regular ass woot shirt, and showing off my big meaty calves. It is intentionally cringy, and like I'm making a stupid face in it too.
It's something special.
It is something special, and I was like, man, if I ever post this to Twitter, this will be passed around unironically as like a fashion nightmare for decades to come. I'm just going to put it over here.
If you're looking at booking London vacation in pounds sterling, tomorrow might be a good day to book and pay.
Nice.
Also, Sean Rabbit points out, if this Brexit thing goes the wrong way and the pound tanks, Americans are going to get some amazing low-priced British furry porn soon.
Ah, damn. Yeah, Matt Babel, we can get ourselves some real fucking cheap Dakamakuras.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to come inside Zakora? They got you hooked up.
I want to come inside of everything.
Remember, the only canonical ship for Dash is Dash and Dash.
Really? Wait, how is that canonical?
Because Lauren Faust said it.
Oh!
Remember when she was
right, on when she was shitposting?
She was
yes.
on a shitposting spree and determining, like, oh, Big Mac, gay is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, she starts a herd and has 37 children. Fluttershy? Cat lady.
She would Rainbow be a
Dash
cat
is
lady.
A lesbian, only in love with herself. Twilight, books. Rarity, five princes, five divorces. Yeah, she was just like, all right, you fuckers, I've not been on this show for 4 years, but you keep fucking pestering me, so here you go. And there she went.
So there's the graph of pound sterling.
Yeah, it goes from $1.50 to $1.42. But it's a very dramatic... Because the fluctuations, not ever that much. Like, if you look at it prior to this, it's been between 148 and 150. And then it just goes, pew, all the way down to 142. Which, you know, that's 8 cents. But that's still, you know, that on a grand scale.
Yeah,
like, on a single pound.
Yeah.
But if you had, like, $1 million, £1 million sterling... Now it just became worth 80,000 US less.
The Dalek just said, don't blame me, I voted Brexterminate.
Nice. So I guess we should probably get to the email portion, unless you have anything, Shiva.
It's been a pretty calm week. We had a housewarming party last weekend, which went pretty well. But two parties in 2 weeks in a row is kind of like, I'm kind of peopled out.
You're like, I'm going to go hide in my house. BRB. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kitties. Basically it. But yeah, we got new kittens, two new kittens.
Yep.
They are insanely bouncy. It's been 17 years since I've had kittens. Oh my god. So you know, many bouncy kittens.
That is a good long time to not have any stress or worry about anything.
So, it's been fun. It's been slow going because these are one of the most skittish kittens I've had. But, and then there's getting used to the dog, who has met cats, but they were elderly cats that don't move all that much, versus run, fall down, knock shit over. And he likes to chase squirrels, and they're about the size of a squirrel right now.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So there's been a lot of, whenever they're in the same area together, watching him to make sure that when they go tearing across the room, he doesn't forget himself and... Play too rough. He hasn't done anything yet, but yeah, paranoid. Because he's very big and they're very little. So, there's been lots and lots of supervising.
You know, and so, oh, actually, Fuzz, so you've been listening to some last podcasts on the left?
Yes, I have.
So you mentioned that you sent me something kind of sans context, except I knew exactly what it was. You got to the Ed Gein episodes.
Yeah.
Creepy fucker.
I've been listening to the big hitters, basically. So I listened to the three-parter on Manson. I listened to the two- or three-parter on Gein. And I've got a few more queued up on my iPod that I need to go through. But it's like the titty belt and the nipple vest and just...
Yeah.
It's like, so he only...
Nine vaginas in a box.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Slipknot album.
So it's interesting because, like, he apparently only killed two people, but he dug up all these other people and made clothes with their skin. And then occasionally felt bad about it and brought stuff back to the gravesite and reburied it. Like clothes and jewelry and shit. This is Ed Gein.
So you're like, not really serial killer, but still creepy, freaky weirdo.
Yeah.
And he did end up killing two people. And is kind of the genesis of like Leatherface. mm-hmm. and
Jason.
And he basically, this guy is the archetype of a lot of horror film characters.
Yeah.
I just listened to the one on Waco, and
oh wow, yeah, I should listen to that one.
They actually kind of got fucked. That's weird. The government really fucked them over. Like, yeah. I mean, they were weirdos and cultists, but they were fairly harmless weirdos and cultists.
Breaking news, Saren has come out as pro-cultist.
No, you know, a cult is just a not widespread enough religion.
Yeah.
Opinions.
Yeah, I know.
And then, of course, next up is the episode 129, O.J. Simpson. So I've listened to nearly 100 episodes, actually, yeah, quite nearly 100 episodes of this podcast, and mm-hmm. I still have a lot to go.
Yeah, they are LP on the left on Twitter.
Yes. Ooh, hey, I'm almost to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Nice.
Great.
You know what, it's a reference to a film, right? Last Podcast on the Left?
Yeah, Last House on the Left.
Last House on the Left, yeah.
So
I wasn't sure if you kids were.
We're fans of this terrifying podcast.
Yes.
And the episode on like the Hillside Stranglers was really weird.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I love the intro. The intro is really well done because like one of their voices you just hear say, "That's when the cannibalism began," and I'm just like, I want to hear that in context. I don't know what episode that's from, but yeah.
Also, the creepy pastas in episode 224 is really good.
Oh, okay.
Called Lemon Clams. Like, I hadn't given that their creepy pasta episodes a shot until I listened to that one. I'm like, oh, that's all right. I'm going to go back and listen to the other ones.
Oh, so they've done multiple.
Yeah. Like they're episode 228, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, kids. Check it out.
It's interesting. And, like, I've seen one of the guys, like, because I watched Heroes Reborn when it came out. So like,
he was in it.
Yeah, one of the dudes. Is he the guy that does all the different voices and stuff?
Yeah,
Henry Dabrowski. He does a really good Charlie Manson.
Yeah.
Like, there were certain things that he said where I was like, I became really confused as to which parts were genuinely quotes from Charles Manson and which parts were just him being funny in the Manson voice. Because it's really hard to tell. Because some of the shit Manson says...
Oh, excuse me, yeah, man. That sounds all right. We're gonna do this shit. We're gonna.
And then going off on the girl that misspelled Helter Skelter and blood. They're like, it's literally, it's the song they've been listening to that they've based their philosophy on. It is written all over their camp, and then she spells it Helter Skelter.
Which God damn it, woman, all right, we're gonna go out here and I'm gonna do this fucking right. Let's go stab some motherfuckers and paint their blood. Yeah. Ah, Charles Manson.
I'm crazy.
Fun fucking stuff, let me tell you. So we should probably get to the email portion at this point. We're 39 minutes in? I don't know. It's hard to see. It's on the other side of the room.
Oh, man, I'd totally read an email in like a Charles Manson voice if I was familiar enough with his voice.
All right, well, hey, I've got actually an email that you can give me answers, give them answers to.
Okay.
So Anonymous asked a question, except they're not anonymous because they signed it. Hello, Nodcast. I would like to get into some furry reading, so what's a good, free-to-read online and relatively short book for someone to try out furry reading with? Preferably kinky from a women's perspective. Your finnick listener, Hasuna. Hasuna.
I actually don't know off the top of my head.
From a woman's perspective.
Because I know of a for sale book that is a male-female romance, and that'd be Handcuffs and Lace. And a lot of Watts Martin's work is from a female perspective, usually has a woman as the main character, including one that hasn't been published yet, which is actually very good. But as far as like a short free book, that's difficult. I don't really know. Because I've been in the publishing part of the furry reading writing world for so long now, like I don't go on So Furry and read random stories anymore, you know, like I did back in the day when I was like actually writing. I
mean, So Furry is definitely a good place to go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can probably be like, do they have tagging now? Can it be like female POV?
You know, I'm going to give a shout out to one of our other listeners and say, look up Jeeves the Roo. Because I know he's written some stuff from a female POV or with female lead characters.
And sure it's some kinky stuff.
He also writes some kinky shit. So I would say Jeeves the Roo. I don't remember.
You mean Jeeves the Bunny?
He's Jeeves the Bunny now, but
he's Jeeves the Roo on his
account. You can never fucking change your name on FA. So he's either Jeeves or Jeeves the Roo on Fur Affinity.
Yeah.
And he's probably on Suffery as well. So
Jeeves, you forgot to write in your mandatory wall of text this week. Let us know what kinky female POV stories you've written so that we can enlighten our finnic listener.
He should actually write a kinky email from a female perspective, you know, and then this other listener could also like listen and get her female perspective kinky story at the same time.
It's a twofer.
All right.
It's a twofer, eh? Yeah.
That sounds
multitasking.
Sounds like a plan.
So,
you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, Yoga Hosers is out soon. actually, it's out.
Yeah, in like really limited release.
It's in like fucking art film circuit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Art film quotation figures.
I love that the Canadian convenience store is called A to Z, with A, of course, spelled E H.
Nice.
So yeah, so that's what I got there. Okay, I will read the next Tumblr. Okay, Anonymous asked a question: is it weird to buy your friends gifts now and then, just to show them that you're thinking about them, and then lube them up and help them use them? Wait, no, I misread that. Sorry.
You just added a sentence there, Fuzz.
Sorry, no, I ad-libbed a little bit. Is it weird to buy your friends gifts now and then, just to show them you're thinking about them and that you care? Nothing extravagant. Just like if you see a book you know they'd like, or a t-shirt design that's kind of their thing, you know, or a rock of cocaine or a dime bag.
Well, minus the last two, which you ad-libbed in, Fuzz.
Fucking pile of edibles so that you can, like, eat your sorrow away because the Brexit vote didn't go the way you wanted it to.
Oh, it keeps circling back around. You'd be like,
I fucking hate these migrants, but goddamn, they make some good edibles.
Yes, Fuzz.
I don't even know if they do or not.
Absolutely not, man. That's actually...
That's kind of cool.
Being a cool bro.
Yeah. Totally. I've done that.
It's just like, holy shit, this is a thing friend would like. Pick it up. Here you go, dude. What's this for? I thought you'd like it. I do that for Panther all the time.
Remember when you were at that that craft show in the middle of nowhere and you bought me all that Nazi regalia? Because you were like, you totally thought of me.
Yeah, I mean, where else could you get, you know, a helmet with a bullet hole in it? And, you know, a blood-splattered Nazi armband. I mean, yeah, the guy was selling off his his grandfather's war trophies, but he needed the cash.
I totally fucked out that bullet hole, too.
Yeah. It was a big bullet.
It was. Yeah. Like a fucking tank bullet.
Anti-material rifle headshot. Boom. You know, chunky fucking salsa.
Looked like fucking Hulk Hogan fucked that helmet.
Yeah, brother.
And then released it on Gawker.
Fuck Cocker.
Hashtag fuck Cocker. Hey,
Shiva.
Topical.
Well, actually,
is it bullshit?
Huh?
He said topical, so is it bullshit?
Well, it was topical like a month ago.
No, actually, it's topical again.
Yeah, because they're trying to get out of paying.
They're trying to file bankruptcy to get out of paying and trying to sell themselves to another to the company that owns IGN, among other things. But Hogan's lawyer has sued them again to stop them from doing this because there's like certain rights that go with bankruptcy that affects the creditors or your ability to sue suppliers.
The biggest creditor here is Hogan.
The Hulkster. Yeah.
You're going to pay me my money, brother, or Hulkamania is going to run wild over your asshole.
Yeah, you know, that would actually be okay. I'd be like, okay, they are allowed to file bankruptcy and sell themselves to this other company, and Hogan will drop the suit if and only if he gets to fuck the owner of Gawker in the ass and then put it up on, like, XTube or something.
Let's see. Are you...
This one's titled Update.
Okay. Here we are.
Okay. So this one following up is for... this guy wrote in...
This is a guy who wasn't sure if he
should
tell his girlfriend
that he's bi.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is an update on that one. Dear Notcast... This is just an update on my email to you guys a few weeks ago. I did end up talking to my girlfriend about being bi, as you guys suggested. As it turned out, she was a bit shocked, but accepted it. She was even a bit curious about things, so it turned out better than I hoped. Mind you, I still made sure to do it during a car ride so I couldn't hide myself away in the corner or her do the same. We treat the car like a safe zone for those types of talks. This way, we can have somewhere to talk without worrying about things getting out or the other trying to run from the conversation.
Thanks. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking. So you're not accepting? Watch out for that tree!
Or I was just gonna be like, her scream, what the fuck? Bail out.
Like that scene in, was one gif that Tyrion showed me of Steven Universe, where like the purple lady with the afro just opens the door and flings herself out of the moving van and falls down the hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help and the push to get me to talk to her. Have a great day, Connor.
Yay!
Yes, I plan on proposing to her next June at a beach at sunset. Any suggestions of what not to do or to do? I'll be doing it during the last days of our family vacation. We're planning to go on West Palm Beach, or West Palm, Florida, for a week. That way it won't interfere with family time.
You should totally go to Universal Studios and propose that part when Jaws pops out of the water.
Not really. Make sure you don't drop the ring.
Into the sand, because that would be a bitch.
Yeah, or make sure you've got a metal detector handy.
You know, when it's a beep, nice rosy gold, beep, and just, beep, 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 well, beep. That ring's gone.
Because I hate sand, because it gets everywhere.
Shut up, Annie.
Everywhere.
I'm glad you got that reference. Because I follow, like, sad George Lucas on Twitter.
Nice.
He's always talking about how there's going to be, like, a whole other movie with just Anakin ranting about sand. And Padme wants to go to the beach for her honeymoon. And he's like, no.
I hate sand. It's so coarse and it gets everywhere. Your skin, though, it's soft, not like sand. Sand sucks. I hate sand. You're not sand, though, so I'll fuck you.
I'd like to get inside your ass like sand does when you're at the beach. Except it won't be, of course, because I have this lube that's totally not
sand.
Well, it's silicon, so I guess in a way it is made from sand. But this is the good kind of sand, not the gritty kind of sand. I'm made from midichlorians. They're not sand.
All right, so...
this movie. Bit dedicated to Rikoshi. So, okay, we answered that question. So, hey, Saverin, you get to read the email about blackface.
Yep. Hey, guys. Your words last week resonated with me when you described the Big Bang Theory as nerd blackface. I've been thinking about that all day and realized it's a very powerful term. Do you think that show might be looked upon by future generations as being as offensive as Song of the South or Coal Black into Seven Dwarfs? Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
Probably cringy, but
I'm
not.
Very cringy and like, well, that's the thing, right? So yeah. Anytime they throw like some meme reference into the show, that immediately dates the show permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So like anytime there is a reference to some flash in the pan internet thing, then...
Like all your base are belong to us?
Oh, yeah. Or,
or any of the older memes.
Or putting fucking meme lines into video games that are like, that dates it. Oh, what the fuck is, you know, shit, what was it? There was a reference to Doge in a Pokemon. Like, the American translation of Pokemon had a Doge reference. Much ruins, very explore, something stupid like that. And people are like, what? You know, later on, you know, a kid plays this in 10 years on the Nintendo NX4's virtual console on their virtual reality headset. And they're like, what the fuck does that even mean? That person have a stroke while typing this? You know, it's like making references that, or, you know, if you want to go the whole thing with the Paper Mario.
Oh, God.
That,
yeah.
I mean, it's Nintendo's like, no, it's a reference to Watergate. But, and, you know, it's just one of those things where...
You know, even if it is, even if it was meant to be completely innocent, somebody on their team should have been gone, like, this hits a little close to real life, Mark, and we should probably not do that.
I mean, and this is Treehouse. Nintendo Treehouse is doing the translation. These are the guys that, like, censor the shit out of Fire Emblem Fates that everybody's mad about.
Yeah.
And so, like, they need to just fucking stop. Nintendo Treehouse needs to just translate the fucking Japanese to English, make it make sense grammatically, don't put your fucking cringe-ass humor in it. If the motherfucker makes a joke, transliterate it, but don't make God, there's this one fucker in Fire Emblem Fates who, like, all of his lines are, like, him lusting about pickles. They, like, change this guy's dialogue quite a bit, and it's just awful. But I do think that shows dating themselves with references like that, or, God, there's a version where, like, there's an episode of Big Bang Theory where they're all playing WoW, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And except they're playing, like, Cataclysm. And so immediately, if you watch that episode, and they're talking about, oh, we're playing the brand new World of Warcraft Cataclysm, and look, they changed the world, and blah, blah, and people are going to be like, 5 years from now, assuming WoW's still around, they'll be like, that was like 10 expansions ago, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's already, what, 3 at this point? And then, you know, they keep an expansion a year, you know, 7 or 8.
I think it'll affect the video games more than
sitcom,
though, because people actually still go back and play video games from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No one's going to give a shit about the Big Bang Theory. I mean,
yeah, it's not. Well, I mean,
people don't give a shit about Seinfeld anymore, and it was massive.
I
never really watched Seinfeld or Friends at the time, but I mean, you know.
So, like, 90% of those shows' episodes couldn't happen if cell phones existed.
Yeah.
Or, and God helps, you have smartphones. It's like, oh no, we're having this argument and fight, and it's like, you know what? Shut the fuck up, Kramer. Give me a second. Right fucking here, Snopes says you're wrong. Quit being a racist douchebag. You know, that was a, he had a bit of an issue a few years ago.
Oh, that's right. He did.
He was
did.
Just like dropping N-bombs on the crowd. Anyways.
Yeah, I think it would be, okay, so, I mean, I really don't think that making fun, white people making fun of other white people on a sitcom at all equates to, like, hundreds of years of slavery and then singing songs about it. So, no, I don't think it's an equal comparison.
They're not equal, but it is a useful term because it's like, this is what we're making nerd culture out to be and trying, you know, tarring all the brush, tarring, you know, vast swaths of people with this singular, oh, you're a weirdo like Sheldon, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bazinga, Zimbabwe. there's a series of internet meme images where it's like,
instead of Bazinga, I've changed it to Zimbabwe.
It's some mutation of the phrase.
Right.
Baspingo, Zimbabwe, Bazooper, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's like how Fuddruckers becomes Buttfuckers exactly. In Idiocracy.
Also, are there any other shows you think might be so offensive in the future? I was thinking maybe things like Drag Race or Wife Swap. Your Butch Trans Girl Pango from Georgia, Kylie. Ah, man, you know, there's... I would say, you know, like, Wife Swap, people aren't going to care so much, but Drag Race, probably some people... I mean, there's people that get mad about it nowadays. It's just a matter of those people's points of view persist.
I don't know. I kind of find isn't the concept of wife swap, I could really see people making a case for it treating women like property.
Well, in this case, it's families that agree to swap, you know, living situations for TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose the most, like, diametrically opposed people. You know, New Age hippie pagans and the fundamentalist Christians.
Yay, oh, that is the, like, the only clips I've ever seen a wife swap.
It's dark-sided.
Except she mispronounces it. It sounds like she says they're dork-sided.
Yeah.
And that lady became a meme, too. There was, like, somebody I followed had a LiveJournal icon. It was an animated gif of her crazy eyes going back and forth.
And, you know, it had to have been a while back because you said LiveJournal. And people are listening and they're like, what the fuck's a LiveJournal? It's what Facebook never was.
I mean,
then the Russians bought it.
I was going to say I use it occasionally, but I actually updated it yesterday, and it had been almost a year.
What, AC last year?
Yes, it was AC, just before AC last year, July, that I last updated it. And the only reason that I mention that is because, like, I'm on Goodreads, and Goodreads has a blog function, and you can either sync up an existing blog that you're updating to, or you can just make a new blog on Goodreads. So I synced it to my existing blog, which would be LiveJournal. So I'm looking at my Goodreads profile, and I'm updating it, and I was like, oh, blog post, July 2015.
Huh.
You should probably say something about books or something on this. You know? It's still got, like, new... And the thing is, the problem is that, like, from a marketing perspective, it was, like, new releases for Anthrocon. And it's all the images and the links. And it's all the shit that we released last Anthrocon. So I wanted to make an update just to push that off the front page, basically.
So I looked at my live journal the other day. Mm-hmm. And... I actually made a post, and this was months ago, actually, that I did this. Mm-hmm. But the one prior to that was me writing a post about how people that were complaining about Real ID in Blizzard games were dummies. Oh,
and that's been a thing for years.
Yeah. That started in Wrath of the Lich King, if I recall. That was the third expansion. And, I mean, that was prior to battle tags being a thing. But, you know, back when Real ID was starting to be a thing. People were like, oh my god, this is going to kill the game. Ah! No.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, LiveJournal. It used to be a big deal.
It used to be.
Now we have Twitter.
You know what's interesting is that apparently in Russia, it actually still is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a really big deal there because it's actually like a freedom of speech platform for them that the government doesn't directly control. So it's like one of the few places people can actually put, like, protest speech and stuff like that. Like,
man.
Which is especially important when it comes to, like, the anti-gay laws and stuff like that over there. Like, so a lot of that kind of protest action happens on LiveJournal. Not on my timeline, though, because I can't read Cyrillic, and I don't know a lot of Russians. So. But anyway, next email. Random advice. Woo! Wait a minute, did I? No, you read that one. Okay.
Yeah, I read the one about from Kylie.
Hello, Notcasters. Recently started listening. I'm loving all the episodes I've heard. Thank you guys for running such a nice operation. Trying to avoid a wall of text, so I'll get right to it. I run a blog called Furry Wolf Cyrus. I started it just for fun to celebrate all things furry, but a couple people just started to follow me. One of the things I started to do is give advice out like you guys do and chat with people if they're feeling down or need help. My followers really appreciated it, but people kept following me, and now I have over 20,000 followers.
Jesus Christ.
The sheer amount of people needing to talk to me was simply overwhelming. I had to turn off the Tumblr chat system, and I have to ignore a lot of the asks I get. I just have too much going on in my life to try and worry about countless people's problems. It's just too much. My question is, as a blogger who cares about their followers, should I set aside more hours in a day to try and do what I used to? I feel bad claiming that I care about my followers, because I really do, but then not being able to even talk to the ones asking for my help, because I feel bad giving attention to just a few out of the 20,000. Another small question. 20,000 seems like a lot.
As it is.
I feel like I should involve myself more in the furry community, but I'm not quite sure how. What are y'all suggestions for getting myself more involved? Thanks, Furry Wolf Cyrus. I suggest you treat it like the American political system and only pay attention to the top 1%.
Nice. What is this?
John Barrowman with River Song's actress, and I don't know the other blonde lady. I'm sure Fuzz does. Clara Runner?
So...
Claire Kramer. I don't know what she's from.
Don't recognize your name.
No, I don't either. So 20,000 followers on Tumblr. I'm going to assume it's Tumblr, because he said he had to turn off Tumblr's chat system and whatnot.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you have to be selective. I mean, you should not sacrifice your own well-being for that of your internet followers. I mean, giving advice as you can is good. And... but I know that Tumblr is a far more needy space, and you just can't touch all the apps.
That's true.
And I think you just have to be like, look, I'm going to do what I can, but I have to live my own life. Like, I do care about your troubles, but I can't answer everything. Because, yeah, I imagine you probably get 100 or something asks a day. I mean, God, if we get 10 emails in a week, we're like, oh, wow, we got a lot of stuff to get through. I mean, but then again, we've been going for fuck ever, so
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of questions have been asked and answered. So I would say that, you know, keep doing what you're doing and make it clear that you're doing the best you can. And if people get upset about that, I mean, it's not your job to safeguard their happiness. You're doing them a service, and you don't technically owe them anything, even though you've chosen to care about their troubles and are wanting to help, and that's a good thing. As for getting involved in the furry community, well, you can always start talking on Twitter, finding yourself in Telegram chat rooms.
We have one.
We have one. there's. I'll repost the join link in our on our Twitter account at Knotcast here at the end of the show. Just be like, hey, we still have this. Well, we still have it. It's like, you know, we've got 21, 22 folks that have joined. It's like an impromptu. I guess we might as well do that. And thus,
yep.
You know, it is not safe for work. Furry porn is okay.
It frequently is posted.
Yes. So it is lewd. It is not safe for work.
And it features a lot of Judy. It
features a lot of Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Because fuck the bunny.
I saw a comment today that was like, damn it, I wasn't at all interested in fucking the bunny until I joined this chat.
We corrupted them.
So, yeah. Just get yourself involved in, like, some Telegram chats. Maybe post on Twitter in the furry space. Make a YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. I don't know. Go to furry cons.
Like and subscribe to furry cons.
Yep.
Okay. So, there's another one, right? Yep, Shiva's turn.
All right. I was trying to find the link in our backlog of tweets. Oh. Let's see.
I probably have to make a new link anyway, because I think they expire after
part. Oh, I expect you to be reading the email now.
Yeah.
One email has come in, Shiva.
Uh-huh.
There's a final email.
I know. I had it up and was giving a quick... Read over, guys.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about looking for a link or something.
I thought you were talking about the link to the Telegram chat.
Yes, I was switching back to the email.
Oh. Okay. God.
Hey, okay. The reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Hey, whoever the fuck is on the show this week, it's a furry named Grey Wolf. I meant to write you sooner, but I was just been busy. I'm currently going to college and earning an A, although it might... drop because intermediate algebra sucks. Don't stick your dick in the quadratic equations, kids.
Don't fuck the math.
When I'm not busy with school, I've been listening to Zombie Fallout Twins by Mark Tufo and reading Will of the Alpha 2 and Will of the Alpha 3 anthologies, Mare Pussy. Now available on baddogbooks.com. Did you pay this guy to...
No, I didn't. And we also did not call it Mare Pussy, but that's okay.
Fuck.
If that sells more books, sure, Mare Pussy.
Other than that, not much has happened other than the Lake Erie Monsters winning Calder Cup, AHL minor league version of the Stanley Cup, and the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the NBA Finals. Fuck. Well, I'll write you back about my weirdest sexual encounter when I have more time. It's a secret to everybody. A furry named Grey Wolf. He didn't wish you a happy birthday, Zavrin.
Oh well. I'm sad. What can I do? Nobody actually cares.
You cannot age.
Well, see, the thing is,
if no one acknowledges your birthday, then it doesn't happen.
Oh, and I can remain 32 forever.
That's right, but it also means you die.
Oh shit!
So that might be a problem.
In Overwatch, there's character interactions, and there's a. May, the poofy Asian woman with the cryo gun, and Mercy, the healer. And it's like, ah, May, it's been forever since I see you, but it looks like you haven't aged a day. She's like, how do you do it? It's like, cryogenic stasis. I wouldn't recommend it.
Did you read the fan theory about Mercy being an actual villain?
Well, there's the one where Mercy is... why Reaper is how he is.
Yeah, that one. That long write-up. That was really kind of interesting.
Sorry, I missed what show?
We're talking Overwatch stuff. Sorry. You can turn off.
Here's the thing about Overwatch.
If you won't be needing me, sir, I'll shut down for a while.
I barely play the game, but I like all the animations and everything they've done around it. I've barely touched the game, honestly. But I like all the fiction and such they're building around the world.
Oh,
I like the world itself without barely touching the game.
And, like, everybody has a quip for pretty much everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's most like Demoman from T-Fortress 2 Junkrat really fucking hates Omnix.
Mm-hmm.
And will, like, if there's not an Omnix on his team, he'll be like, oh, these fucking Omnix make... They don't say fucking... All these bleeding Omnix sicken me. Because this guy... His home, basically his land, got nuked by the Omnics, the robots.
Oh, this is apparently from Overwatch.
And who's up for a Yiffing? Yes, the Lone Wolf and Cub skin for Hanzo.
Huh, I haven't seen that one.
And
just on Twitter.
Like, if you're on Nepal with him, you're like, oh, these fucking Omnics want to reach Nirvana. Well, I'm happy to send him one way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wow. And he'll hit on May. Like, oh, I could look at you all day. And he's like, please look elsewhere. He's like, ew. But yeah, there's a lot of great character interactions. Torbjorn swears at Bastion,
mm-hmm.
who's the robot, the turret robot everybody hates.
I love all the shorts that they've just, all the short animations that they put out.
Yeah, and
they're all really good.
They said they're going to do more
as they
expand. It's like, this is season one, because they put out the, like, five, I think, total. There was the introduction one, then Recall, which was Winston and Reaper and all that at Watchpoint Gibraltar, then Dragons, and the Soldier 76 one.
I like the Soldier 76. Yeah. I like them all. Every time I go and watch, it's like...
Oh, and I also missed the King's Row one with Reaper and... Or not Reaper, but Tracer and Widowmaker.
Oh, that one, yes. Yeah. Where they assassinate the Omnic.
Yep. The character's name that got killed is Mondata, and Zenyatta was his disciple, and basically they're named after a album by the Police.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was like... We're naming ourselves after ancient cultural things. Ah, the Police. What's, like, if you... So, Reinhard is an old dude, but this game set 70 years in the future. So he was born right around this time, so mm-hmm. right around 2015, 2016. And to him, the classics are Hasselhoff. So, David Hasselhoff and has had a music career. Yeah. And, like, he talks, and Lucio's like, yo, man, I gotta find you some better tunes. He's like, you do not respect the classics like Hasselhoff!
Oh.
I've only played, like, 13 hours of the game. Well, I've played longer than that. I've only gotten 12 hours in quick play mode. Because it doesn't count brawl mode for whatever reason.
Mm. Well, I still have it between all the parties and everything else like this. I haven't had much flat time to sit down and play a game. I haven't even tried it without the motion gear.
Way better with groups.
Pre-mades?
Pre-mades and over Discord.
Discord?
The voiceover IP chat client thing.
Yeah.
It's like a nice meld between TeamSpeak and Skype, minus the cancer that is Microsoft. So it's actually really good because you can have chats and then you just pop into the audio channels and can just talk. And it's made coordinating maps and coordinating alts really, really useful.
I haven't heard of what the codex or anything like, if it's anything...
It's pretty good.
Hmm.
Like, let me tell you, coordinating a Zarya ult and a D.Va ult at the same time is really hilarious, because, like, they get sucked in, and here comes the nuke. Play the game right there. Or when you have... A Tracer letting you know that, oh god, they're all coming across the bridge on Lijiang Tower or Pagoda, and Zarya pops her ult on the other side of the wall, so they get sucked up against the wall, and then drop 10 feet into the pool and die. It's hilarious. Use Discord, kids. That's the last email we have, and we're only at an hour 10 tonight. We're actually doing pretty good.
Well, considering how long last week's was.
Yeah, and also we got a late start. I'm not too bad. Not too sad that we're cutting it short. As of this recording, let's see. What is there anything? Oh,
Casey.
I saw one of my friends retweeted. International concerns raised by massive nuclear thrusters erected beneath the United Kingdom in expectation of Brexit victory. Pundits. UK's attempt to lift entire landmass into space could cause massive environmental damage, irradiate millions. Jeez.
Oh.
Fun.
So next week is AC.
Next week's AC. So we should still be able to record. Like, I gotta get Fuzz to the airport that evening. But we need to round up a guest for that week. Get, you know, ask some of our usual stable of folks. And,
so who's ever not making the mass migration to, you know, AC? Yep. Who's still in town? I haven't actually heard too many of the locals going to AC this year. I don't know if it's just an off year or what, but just not a lot of rumbles.
I know Zyro's going. I saw him post about it the other day.
New deal, so you're a slightly different category.
I'm going. Tyrion's going.
You guess you'll go.
Buck's going. Yeah, I have a interesting thing to well, not interesting really, because it did similar last year. I'm spending a little more time at the con this year, but I fly out Thursday after work. So I take off at 8 and I land around 11, Pittsburgh time. And then I am going to drive home. So I'll probably leave Pittsburgh Monday morning and stay somewhere along the way. And last year, I did the same thing, except I didn't drive home. I flew out Sunday night because my time off of work was like that limited. And it honestly really sucked. I was just tired and I worked the table, and then I basically just went back to the room and slept. Like, I didn't really end up seeing anybody, but...
But you're having more time?
Yeah, because I don't have to leave Sunday night this year, so after everything is all said and done...
You can actually see people?
Actually maybe just hang out with people, without having to worry about the...
Flight.
Because you know what it's like when you're worried about getting to the airport on time and shit like that, and I'll have to wake up at X time or whatever, and, yeah. I had to physically leave at like 3 or 4, like right when the dealer's room was closing last year, you know.
That doesn't strike me as a fun time.
So I had to run around and like settle up with everybody, and then it was just sort of bye guys. I got to go get my shuttle to the airport from the hotel.
Good luck backing up.
Good luck backing up.
See if
see you in Dallas.
So you had a little bit more PTO to spend this year to do the trip?
Yeah, partially because Rainforest got canceled, so that freed up like 4 days. I'm also just trying to spend it a little smarter, and that's why I'm flying out and driving back. I'm trading off with Buck. Buck is driving my car out there, and then he's going to fly home. So that way, like, Buck uses like 3 days and I use like 3 days instead of me using like 5 days, because it's like a 2-day drive out there, and then you have a PTO on Friday. Monday is a holiday, but then, you know, you have to drive home Monday and Tuesday. So yeah, it all adds up. But so that's the plan this year. We have so far 24 new things. If you go to forplanet.com and click the new release button, you'll see them all there. 5 of those are Prose Works, which I'm very happy about. Like, 6 is Wild Echoes, which is the sequel to the last 6 is Wild book. A new novel by Rukus called Legacy Dawn, which is a prequel to by about 20 years to Red Lantern. Is a very good book. Several anthologies. The newest volume of Roar Volume 7. The theme was legends, so there's some interesting stories around that. Another one called Gods with Fur, which is literally does what it says on the tin. Stories about gods with fur. So authors either made up like new societies, or they went back and wrote stories about like existing cultures that happen to have like furry gods. Apparently, there's a Husky Tear wrote one called 400 Rabbits. So apparently, there is some kind of legend, and I don't remember the culture, but there's a legend about there's some religion that has like 400 rabbits in it. And she knew this because there is a local pizza parlor called 400 Rabbits. It's named after the legend. And then so when the submission call for Gods of Fur came up, she was like, wait a minute, that would be interesting. So she did something with that. The fifth one is Altered States, which is our first TF anthology. And transformation is like a really big interest in the fandom, and we haven't really done anything with it before. And we've actually been frequently asked if we have any books with TF in it, and we pretty much have not. Not on purpose; it just hasn't come up. But we had a couple of editors that were really, really into the transformation theme. So this anthology came about, and you know, we'll see how it goes. The idea is that, that possibly making it a series if it does well. Mm-hmm. So if you are a fan of transformation, it's called Altered States. And you can pre-order it on our website, or you can pick it up at Anthrocon if you're going to be at Anthrocon. So, and that's just, I just went over to Prose Works. That doesn't count the nearly 20 fucking comics and art collections and art portfolios that we have, which is a ton of stuff. I have shared a lot of their cum splattered goodness with you guys. We have some more.
Very literally, in one case.
Yes, Splatterpunk. Oh, the hardcover of... Rukus's newest art book came in, and it looks gorgeous. It's all Anthro characters in various armor and swords and weapons and stuff like that, because that's sort of become a theme in her work. It's called Anthros and Armor, and it, or well, that's the subtitle. Sorry, it's called Warhound, but like the hardcover, just beautiful cover, just looks really nice. So yeah, I guess I'm looking forward to Anthrocon and selling stuff and.
I just got to make sure I get flyers up there. Yeah, I'll get people, someone to distribute them for me.
Yep. Well, if Zyro's on your staff, have him do it.
Yep.
He's also on the Anthrocon staff, though, so that might be a challenge. But
I'm sure I know somebody that I can get flyers into the hand of if I even have to, like, pick them up from your table.
Tint paws off.
Well, it's like, I don't, it's like, I'm obviously not making it to many cons outside of the state and outside of the general vicinity this year. So, like, Anthrocon, BronyCon, San Japan, cons like that are just kind of out of my wheelhouse right now. Like, I went to the Let's Play Gaming Expo last weekend only because it was in Plano up the street.
I'm assuming you're not going to MFM. Are you going to Anime A-Fest instead?
I will probably go to A-Fest because it's in town.
Okay. So. I'm going to MFM this year, bitches. Woo! Y'all motherfuckers better buy some shit.
So we'll sit across from the aisle, throw stuff at each other.
Yep.
Oh, you're going to be Bushy Cat to my
everybody else
being
everybody
annoyed else. By Bushy. Rubber bands flying around. Yeah.
See if I have to yell at somebody jumping on stilts in the goddamn den again.
Did that happen at MFM?
Or yes. It's just some dude bounce. It's like, don't jump.
You're going to
it's
kill
like,
yourself.
It's okay because of XYZ, and I'll tell you the reason after this. It's like, no, it's not. No jumping in the den. In fact, I'd rather if you just got off the stilts in the den. But definitely, no jumping in the den.
Don't worry, ma'am, I'm a professional, he says as he jumps into a chandelier. And...
It was something along those lines, but yeah.
I figured.
But so without giving any more names, it's like, dude, there's some things you don't do around other people's expensive property. Jumping on those bouncy stilts is one of them. So, yes.
Bouncy.
But he basically pushed back and told me, you don't tell me what to do. And then Rama came up and I pointed him out. And then he went and who knew the guy better than I did, went and basically not only dressed him down for jumping in the den, but for back-talking den staff.
Mm-hmm.
So. Like,
it turns out I, in fact, do. So, we should wrap it up.
Yep.
You can... Always email us at notcast@foxsuffers.com. You can send us anonymous ass via our Tumblr, notcast.tumblr.com. You can follow us on Twitter at notcast. We have a Telegram chat fan group now. If you want to loot it up with us, you can do so. We'll be tweeting out the link again, and we'll probably put it in the show notes, maybe. It's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to get too many people in there, because then you got people causing trouble. But you never fucking know.
Yeah.
You can follow me on...
You're saying that you've got to have a wall around the group to keep the migrants out?
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter at Severn Drake. You can find me on YouTube at Severn Drake. And actually, if you start looking for my videos, I just started tagging things with Severn Drake as a tag, so you can find them. I've been doing a shitload of like YouTube optimization. I was up till 3 in the morning last night.
SEO, motherfuckers!
Seriously, they don't tell you this shit. You have to figure it out on your own. I've been doing YouTube for over a year now. I'm just like, so that's what... For fuck's sake! Going back. Gotta fix this shit. You know,
you gotta go to YTU, man. YouTube University.
there are actually classes that you can take.
You took those classes, Sandy? We talked about this.
It was only about being racist against those goddamn witch ponies, and that's the wrong podcast, Buzz. That podcast is over. It's dead. It's done. So, yeah, like and some fucking subscribe, right?
Right.
Follow me on Twitch, I guess.
Are you on Twitch as well?
Yeah, I actually have Twitch, just twitch.com/Saverin, and I've been streaming late nights, and I'm going to probably do it again tonight. Oh. Because I'm a night owl, and since Panther has to be up and at work at like 3:30 in the morning, I'm not going to go to bed late and accidentally wake him up when he already has to be up stupid early, so I'm going to be streaming pretty late. I may play Limbo, I might play more Overwatch and get real salty.
You should turn on Periscope while you're taking a piss, so you can be streaming while you're streaming.
Thanks, Fuzz.
Let's not.
That's Fuzz, my, where can people follow you for your other such insights?
You just got to throw us. Oh, it's mine now. Mine. No.
That's Hashtag stealing phones. You can find me on Twitter at FuzzWolf. You can also follow my company news at FurPlanet. Follow and retweet. There's not a neat version of like and subscribe for Twitter. And I guess FA would be like, plus watch and fave! Like
and subscribe! And I don't have a business and I don't have a stream. I'm just on Twitter. And on Twitter, I am Chimera, K-H-Y-M-A-E-R-A, because Shiva is always claimed. So, I think that's about it for this week.
Oh, you can follow the show on as Notcast, like everywhere, like Twitter, Patreon. FA, Patreon, Tumblr. I don't know, other Battle Play Telegram, I guess. Like and subscribe.
Yes. No, it doesn't quite work that way. So, anyways.
So on that note, Mare Pussy,
Horsecock.
And big balls.
Bye.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. With 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code NOT at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code NOT. That's K-N-O-T at AdamandEve.com.